Leave your candles and kumbayas at home if you're looking for a way to protest against hate and racism. All you need is a razor-sharp axe. Well, that's what Jack Axes and Project Kindness believed as they launched their month-long Throw Axes Not Hate campaign last Sunday. Hassan High is the chief kindness officer with Project Kindness and explains why the event was created.
We partner with Jack Axes to basically combat some of the negative messaging and rhetoric that's coming out of the U.S. and actually all over the world as far as anti-immigrant, anti-women, anti-LGBTQ, anti-women's reproductive rights. All of these things that are being rolled back or threatened. We want to push a positive message.
Nothing says peace and love quite like the sound of an axe being sharpened. And Sunday's crowd of supporters seemed to agree. A mother and daughter, a couple on their wedding anniversary, and others all made donations to support the event. Money raised supported Planned Parenthood and the Association for New Canadians. Well, throwing axes can certainly leave an activist thirsty. No worries, because Jack Axes also has a bar on site. While bringing together axes and alcohol may seem a terrifying combination, Tiffany Peddle, manager of Jack Axes, says it's all about the safety.
There hasn't been any injuries, knock on wood. No injuries yet, but just in case, we want to make sure that everybody can stay safe. And I mean, you're throwing axes, right? We got to make sure that everything is going to be fine.
How many fingers and toes do you have currently?
I still have 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Perfect. Did you start with 10 fingers and 10 toes?
Yes.
Okay.
Jack Axes and Project Kindness will continue the Throw Axes Not Hate event every Sunday in February. As Valentine's approaches, Peddle says it's a great way to meet new people, maybe even find love. While the required waiver does not guarantee success at that, it will ensure that no one leaves with an axe to grind. For Kicker Radio, I'm Martin Jones.